Welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and today what we're going to be talking about is one particular test that will have so many different health impacts on you. It's very, very interesting because the test that I'm talking about is called MTHFR. And it generally has been used as a test that would be a follow-up if you've had an elevated homocysteine test, which is a blood test. The MTHFR is also a blood test, but a little bit more in-depth. And in addition to those two tests, you can also take a look at the vitamin B12 folate levels. They are all related. And up until this point, I think that there were a lot of people, including a lot of doctors, who were very much of the opinion that, first of all, homocysteine had nothing to do with cardiovascular disease. And as a direct analysis, that is true to a certain extent. But when you go into this investigation in depth, the analysis becomes more meaningful. And the information I'm about to share with you today is so important because it shows that the MTHFR test available from Doctor's Data has a very, very broad impact on your health. If you have an elevated MTHFR test, if you have an elevated homocysteine test, and if your vitamin B12 folate levels are not in a supported or optimized area, then you may be at risk for a number of these situations that I'm going to discuss. And it's so interesting because we never connected these health issues with the MTHFR test and the elevated homocysteine test prior to this. Okay, so what does Doctor's Data say? That impaired methylation, that's the issue with regard to an elevated MTHFR test, contributes to the following issues: limited estrogen detoxification, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, neurotransmitter imbalance, mitochondrial dysfunction, and toxic element exposure. So when you think about all six of those different health impairments, when you think about those categories, my guess is you can come up with any number of people who are dealing with that kind of health issue. Okay, so let's get started with limited estrogen detoxification. Just a couple of days ago, I was reading an article that purported to give information about why so many people, or so many women rather, were being diagnosed with breast cancer. Well, one of the explanations could be all of the estrogenic substances that we're exposed to in our foods and unfortunately in plastics that we come in contact with. So many different reasons, possibly thyroid dysfunction, possibly a genetic impairment, lots of different reasons why there might be individuals being diagnosed with breast cancer more frequently. Well, is it possible, and Doctor's Data says that it is, that impaired methylation and the situation with an elevated test MTHFR, contributes to that impaired ability to detox excess estrogen from your body. And very, very important to understand that, yes, you need the B12, yes, you need B6 and folate, but in addition, you need very surely proper probiotics, proper protection of your gut chemistry. If the estrogen hangs out in your lower digestive system for an excessive period of time, then it's very possible that it is reabsorbed into your bloodstream, leading to an excessive level of estrogen, an impaired balance of estrogen to progesterone. Far too much estrogen in relation to the amount of progesterone circulating in your system. And that whole picture of an imbalance with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. All of that imbalance putting a little bit more pressure and stress on your thyroid gland. So many different approaches here to support a healthy ability to detox estrogen, and you do it with B12, B6, and folate. Type 2 diabetes, again, associated with impaired methylation. So incredibly easy situation to remedy. And when you think about it, there is literally a global epidemic of type 2 diabetes. And once again, when you think about elevated blood sugar, being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you think, okay, well, I need to change my diet, I need to exercise. And yes, indeed, those are incredibly important aspects of addressing a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. However, did you ever think about the possibility that it could be a genetic anomaly, the MTHFR? And even more importantly, did your doctor ever consider that it could be a genetic anomaly? And in addition to addressing your dietary change, your lifestyle change, adding the proper types of exercise, but also what you need to do is support your B12, folate, and B6 levels. That enhances your body's ability to properly methylate, and minimizing the possibility that you're going to have the cellular damage associated with type 2 diabetes. How are you going to measure your progress? Well, if you continue to evaluate through the MTHFR, and my suggestion would be you would want to allow about 6 months in between testing to come to the proper situation. You've allowed your body to change with supplements, with the lifestyle and dietary change. And in order to bring about that change, 6 months after the original test, you test the MTHFR again, you test your B12 and folate levels again, as well as your homocysteine levels. And that will show you exactly where you are progressing, possibly where you need to focus a little more directly, or that you are moving in the right direction. Just continue as you have been doing, eliminating processed carbs, eliminating sugars, certainly making sure that you have added the right kind of exercise routine, that right kind of exercise being so supportive of muscle density and the ability to burn fat. Now we come to the issue that has been kind of a an a point of argument between mainstream physicians and functional medicine practitioners, and it has to do with cardiovascular disease. For a very long time, the mainstream picture has been that homocysteine, an elevated homocysteine test as part of your blood test, would give no indication of your risk of cardiovascular disease. And the truth of the matter is, as a direct test, certainly the cardiovascular disease risk based on homocysteine doesn't necessarily give you that correct picture. However, when you have tested high homocysteine levels and follow that up with the doctor's data MTHFR test, then you can see where B12, folate, and B6 are related to that elevated homocysteine. Poor methylation, you are at risk of much greater free radical damage and inflammation throughout your body. And that's what we see with all three of these issues. The poor estrogen detoxification, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Here, underlying the damage associated with all three of these health issues is the danger of inflammation. The inflammation comes about because the level of B12, folate, and B6 is too low, and because of the genetic anomaly that has been uncovered with the MTHFR. And you can visit us here at naturaldocradio.com for more information about MTHFR, where it's available, and how to properly interpret the test, as well as the nutrients that you can use to minimize the damage potentially associated with an elevated MTHFR. You've been listening to naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Come back again soon.